Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Tonight we'll be in conversation with guitarist and composer Brandon Scott Coleman. He's got a new record coming out, Infinite Loop, and he and his quartet will be performing June 25 at Urban Artifact in Northside. Brandon Scott Coleman has been called a wonderful composer and sophisticated player. And Brandon is based out of Cincinnati and regularly performs with his groups, the Brandon Coleman Quartet, as well as the Louisville-based prog jazz outfit, Darkestra, as well as with saxophonist J.D. Allen. Coleman draws his inspiration from his musical idols, which range from Wayne Shorter and John Coltrane all the way to Frank Zappa and Oliver Messiaen. 2013 saw the release of Brandon's debut quartet album, Decisions. And when he's not performing, Brandon produces, mixes, and teaches music out of his home studio, as well as for the preparatory department at CCM here in Cincinnati. Brandon Scott Coleman, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Pleasure to be here.
It's a real pleasure to have you here. I tell you what, brother, last time we saw each other was at David Torn up at the Monastery Studio in Walnut Hills. And then on Mother's Day, got to hear your quartet at the Greenwich Tavern. I can't wait to hear Infinite Loop with the quartet that you performed with at the Greenwich. This is a really tough, tight band, ladies and gentlemen. You want to tell us about who's in your group?
Yeah, on the piano, Keigo Hirakawa, who I know you talked to a couple months ago about his trio record, just a fantastic, wonderful piano player that's got chops for days and ideas coming out of every inch of his body. So
yeah.
And on bass, probably my favorite bass player in Cincinnati and I've ever played with, really, is Matt Wiles. And he's really a monster.
Matt Wiles, he got my attention right away when I heard him with Randy Villar's group.
Oh, yeah. He knows how to bring a lot of energy to the table. And he also puts on a show, too, when he plays that upright bass.
Yeah. And on drums?
On drums is Jeff Malott. And a lot of people may know him from playing with Us Today, the popular post-rock band around town. And he's just got a real nice, tight groove, and he really colors the sound really well. And, you know, me and him and Matt started playing when I first moved to town as a trio, and we added Keigo into the mix, and then things got crazy.
Keigo likes to dig into the rhythm section a lot. So with a piano player that gets right into the mix of things a lot, how does that affect how you go about playing?
Well, for the longest time, like playing guitar, I tended to avoid playing with piano players on the same group because traditionally it's like, well, you have two instruments that can play chords, they can get in each other's ways a lot and step on each other's toes. But playing with a piano player like Keigo, who's developed his ear a lot, you know, over the years of playing, and I like to work on my ear a lot as well, we can kind of hear each other out in the moment, and we can avoid those kind of clashing moments and kind of use it to build something even more beautiful and orchestrated.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the new recording, Infinite Loop?
Currently in the process of trying to finish everything with it and got a couple more tracks to record and kind of get it out there. But it's a selection of all new music, and it spans across two discs. Half of it is more acoustic jazz with traditional jazz textures, but still with, you know, our unique compositional and performance style. And the other half has a more electric vibe, a little bit more fusion influence. I thought it would be cool, especially once we started performing the material and hearing how it sounded, especially with Matt Wiles going between acoustic and electric bass and maybe difference between piano and Fender Rhodes, how the different textures played out and treated each musical piece as a whole. And I thought it'd be really cool to divide them up and have them on two separate sides of the album. So I think that's going to be really cool.
It sounds great. I mean, my enthusiasm for your sound absolutely comes from hearing what you guys do live. Now, when I heard you perform for lack of a better word, maybe it sounded a little more fusion-ish, okay? So I'm trying to imagine you guys playing more straight ahead, finger popping down the middle acoustic jazz. Are you playing, it's all originals, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I certainly like to, you know, draw influence from like all aspects of music that I've loved throughout the years. And I certainly didn't want to deny that, you know, straight ahead influence. So there's some tunes on there like The Hawk's Choice, for instance, which has more of that, you know, kind of hard bop feel, but with kind of a more distended sense of harmony that brings it closer to what how we view the music. Tunes like Isochron, which is super fast swinging in the pocket down the middle, but the harmony is just whatever.
It's almost like free bop or something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of cool how we approach it in different ways for each different tune, and I think we come into something really cool and unique.
I'm really honestly really enthusiastic about your sound.
Thanks.
It was interesting, but not probably too far out of the loop, to run into you at the David Torn's concert.
Yeah, yeah.
And where you and I discussed from David Torn to Bill Frisell and Larry Coryell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you're a guy that definitely has his head wide open, huh?
Definitely. I like to take in as many things as I can, especially to influence the music and the musical performance. I didn't start out as a jazz listener, per se. When I first started playing guitar and writing music, I was more of like into 70s prog rock, like Hatfield and the North and King Crimson, you know, stuff like that. Just real heady Canterbury prog kind of stuff. But then once I started delving into it and thinking, oh, man, this harmony is so great, started discovering guitar players like Alan Holdsworth, who kind of crossed those two scenes where he played with like Soft Machine, and then I discovered him and then discovered jazz through that. And I was like, oh, wow, it's a whole new world, you know? So all those kind of influences between that and literature and painting and, you know, everything, I think it all can come into the music and change it in certain ways, but still under the blanket of jazz.
Well, jazz is a big tent, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I like how you mentioned other art forms being influential conceptually. Also, I'm very, psyched by the kind of open harmony that a lot of your compositions use. It opens everything up.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It makes it really fun to play and interpret. I'm drawn towards both beautiful and dissonant sounds, and I like to find ways to make those work in conjunction with each other. Particularly, that's like my big influence by the composer Messiaen, because he was known for creating beautiful moments of music, like especially like Tarangalila Symphony, which I had the pleasure of hearing the CSO play years back. That piece just blew me away the first time I heard it. I was like, what is he doing? So I, you know, tried to, you know, discover my own sense of how I would interpret traditional harmonies and then create new ones as well. So, you know, I might have on the paper for the musicians to play something like G minor 7, you know, something you might see on a traditional jazz chart, and we can play it like that. But I'm also open to, you know, interpreting it in different ways and finding different interpolations of harmony and, like, you know, scale types to go over top of it. And I think that the players I have in the group are really open to that kind of playing as well. So
yeah, it kind of reminds me of the name of a early Miroslav Vitus record called Infinite Search.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's how you guys really, really impressed me.
Thanks so much.
Well, we've been in conversation this evening with guitarist and composer Brandon Scott Coleman. And his quartet will be releasing their brand new recording, Infinite Loop, live in performance on June 25 at Urban Artifact in Northside. For more information on Brandon Scott Coleman, you can visit us at wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.